Okay, so you're heading to the US and you'll be away for a little while.
Yes.
Will you be away for Election Day?
No, I won't be away for Election Day. And if I can just put in a plug, I'm not here to talk about Eddie, but I'll be voting for Centre Alliance in the Senate. For Sky. Yes, I'm shameless. And, of course, I want Rebecca in Mayo and Andrea Broadfoot in Grey and also Kelly Gladigo in Barker to do well.
Are you missing this, Nick Xenophon? Are you getting itchy feet? Would you like...
Absolutely not. Absolutely
sure?
not.
No, no thought watching the political discourse that we've all been subjected to. You know, we're only halfway through this election campaign.
No thoughts that
you could get back into this and do a better job?
Look, I think I've been inspired by Mahathir Mohamad from Malaysia. He made a comeback in 92, so if you call me in, say, 32 years' time, I'll talk to you then.
Has Sharkey or any of the Centre Alliance senators asked you for support in this campaign?
I've spoken to them. They know they've got my support. They know my support for them is very public. And
no, but you know what I mean, getting out there on the hustings with them.
Look, I haven't been asked, but people know where I stand. I really want Sky Kosciuszko-Moore to get across the line for Central Alliance. She did outstanding work.
So they haven't asked you to get out there?
No, David. They know that I'm out of politics, so they respect that.
Okay.
But they also know that I strongly support them. They are terrific people, all of them, and I want them to get across the line.
What do you think this federal election is about?
It's a bit like an episode of Seinfeld today. It doesn't seem to be about much, I think. Look, there are some policy differences. I really have to go to get through to international check-in. But can I just say, I think what this election is about making sure that there are checks and balances, particularly in the Senate and in the lower house, in the crossbench lower house candidates. We've seen a polarisation of the electorate, and that's why I think Centre Alliance is so important.
Do you think United Australia Party, Clive Palmer's party, is going to fill some of the gap left by the Xenophon phenomenon?
I hope not.
But do you think could happen?
That's not up to me. It's up to the electorate.
Yeah, I know it's not up to you, but do you think it could happen?
I would like to think it won't happen because I think that people need to see Clive Palmer's record previously.
Well, Nick Xenophon, we definitely don't want you to miss your plane. That would be pretty awful for Eddie. So thanks for picking up the phone. Good to talk to you.
All right. I'll talk to you in 2049.
It's a date. Nick Xenophon, thank you very much.